Thanks for joining us today at City Life. We believe today's message will empower you and point you towards Jesus. But remember that church is so much more than a message you listen to. It's a living, breathing community that we invite you to be a part of. We hope to see you on a Sunday morning at City Life, in person or online.
Good morning, City Life family. Thanks for joining us, whether you're at home or whether you're at a camping site or wherever you are. Thanks for joining us this morning. Today's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. We are kicking off with the long weekend Sundays. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you are not here in the church building, as you can tell. So Jazz and I have decided to have a conversation.
Yeah.
That you get to observe.
Yeah, that you get to observe.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. I hope you enjoy this. But yeah, today we're talking about journey or different terrains during your journey, right?
Yes.
So we've got like what? We have mountaintops.
There's the mountaintops.
When you're in a season in your life where there's a great success, where you feel like you're on top of the world, and this is where you're seeing dreams come true and you feel mm-hmm. really great. And
yeah.
you're filled with joy and excitement through
yep.
this high joy moments.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
There's also deserts or valleys. I feel like these two, they can be a little different, but also go
mm-hmm.
together. You know, you're yeah. feeling like spiritually parched.
yeah.
Maybe feeling the pressure of being in the heat or mm-hmm. the valley just kind of, it can be a low point. There's mm-hmm. also like a windy, curvy road,
yeah.
which it's like, I remember.
Where are you taking me at?
we went on a road trip this last fall with a few
mm-hmm.
friends
mm-hmm.
and we decided to drive 14 hours in the car through the mountains, and there was a lot of windy, curvy roads
yeah.
and I got car sick for the first time in my entire life.
Yeah. I was driving.
Jazz was driving. And so I feel like we've all, not all of us, but most of us yeah. have been car sick at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the journey, it's like everything's just constantly changing and it's like whiplash.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess with those kind of, those are just some different ideas. Maybe you're thinking of something else and you're like, hey, you guys didn't say that. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know what it is. But I guess at this point in your life, what part of the journey of the road trip, where do you feel like you're at?
In this season of my life, I personally feel like I am in a nice mountain highway drive.
Wow.
With like an overcast weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
So it's very much like, so it's like our Seattle trip that you were talking about, actually, where actually in our Seattle trip, it was like very relaxing, actually, when we were listening to the Twilight soundtrack. So, yeah. For those that don't know, I love driving and I love overcast weather. So me describing my season right now as driving in the mountainside on an overcast weather just means that I'm in a very relaxed season of my life where I am excited for the turns in the highways where God will either bring me here or God will bring me here. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. And
yeah.
right now I feel like I'm in a season of anticipation where it's just like, God, what do you want to do in my life?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've accomplished a few things. Like I've done nursing school, I've done like Bible college, and it's like now I'm just working and building career. And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, God, where do you want me? And so that highway can turn into many curvy
yeah.
turns, and I'll just
yeah.
be like, wow, this is really cool.
But no car sickness.
No car sickness.
Okay.
Right now it's
Great.
Exciting. I'm listening to the Twilight soundtrack. And or like Lana Del Rey,
okay.
whichever one. But what about you, Sam? What is the season?
I feel like I might be in the valley or maybe on a road, but it's still pretty low.
Okay.
Like
okay.
we're not very far up the mountain.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say that there's like a point of like sorrow and sadness,
right.
which for the last few years has definitely felt like quite of a low point. But like you said, with anticipation, I would agree. I feel like
mm-hmm.
God's been kind of like kicking things into gear a little bit. I'm feeling anticipation. I'm feeling some of the pains
mm-hmm.
of like being in the car for a long time. Like for those of you who have tight hips, like your hips hurt when you're sitting in the car for so long. That's kind of how it feels. And so I'm like, oh, I'd like to get out and stretch. And like, yeah, and I don't know
yeah.
what's going on. Like you said, it's like, you know, mid-20s, which I know is very young, but it's just kind of like you're figuring things out. You don't fully know what you're doing with your
yeah.
life. So it's just kind of like figuring out
yeah.
how that all plays into things.
Yeah, speaking of what you were talking about, mountaintops, it's like you feel like you're getting there. It's like, what
yeah.
does a mountaintop look like for you?
Okay, you know when you're anticipating something
yeah.
and you're like so excited. Okay, whether it's like a new movie that's coming out or like a big milestone, like
mm-hmm.
you're doing something with your friends. Maybe it's a big trip. Maybe it's like your dream job or like whatever the big thing that you're looking forward to is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it. And then you're like standing on the top of the mountain. You're like, wow, I've been praying for this. I've been expecting this with like faith and anticipation.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually like standing in the midst of it. That's awesome. And so I think even very personally, like a couple years ago, I just had to like give up a couple dreams that I had been like really holding tightly onto. Mm. And these were like big things regarding my future. And I just had to like actually let these things go. And it's easy to say, it's like, oh, I put it down on the altar for good. And it's like, okay, shut up. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say shut up, but I did. Sorry, guys. But it was one of those things where it's like, yeah. I did have to like give it up to God.
Right.
And it was one of the hardest things that I had had to do, I think, at that point in my life. But as soon as I was able to like put those dreams down, it was like 2 weeks later that I actually got the job offer to like work here at the church part-time.
That's awesome.
Which was just so cool because that had been something that I had never anticipated happening for like until I was in like my 30s or 40s. So to see God, I was kind of like, that dream for working for church had died years ago. Mm-hmm. And then God like resurrected it entirely when I had let something else kind of like go to pass.
Right.
And so just being, that was almost 2 full years ago now, and being in that, it just was like the reminder of God's faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And that it's like, he will carry out a completion in my life. And that's not like the end all be all, like working for church wasn't like, I've made it in life. But it was a good reminder that it's like God cares about the dreams that he's put in my heart.
Amen.
And he'll actually get me there. And like the journey in between might be hard to get there, but it was so well worth it. Yeah.
Cool.
What about you?
I listed a couple where it was like some mountaintop moments for me. It's like passing my nursing licensing exam was a huge mountaintop. And I was like, okay, I feel like I have direction in my life now. Because I remember... It was like, God, if nursing isn't something you want me to pursue, like, fail me now.
Just fail
the exam. But another one is, like, graduating Bible college was a huge mountaintop moment. But, yeah, mountaintop moments can look very much different. But the very, like, vivid and, like, the strongest mountaintop moment I've ever had that actually changed a lot of things was my second time being in worship in City Life.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
It's funny because I remember... So, like, throughout, like, kind of just, like, growing in my relationship with God, it's always been, like, a 50-50 where I'm, like, I'm half in there with you, God. Like, I want to follow you, but I don't know if I want to give this part of my life.
Yep.
And so it's just, like, I don't know how much I want to surrender. And then the very second time that I came to City Life Church and then I was listening to worship, and so I was, like, God, it's just, like, I do want to surrender my life to you.
Yeah.
And so that was the very first time where I was, like, I felt so much joy where I was, like, man, I actually can have a really good, you know, purpose in following God.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I remember that mountaintop moment.
That's really cool.
Yeah, going into the next one.
Yeah.
So we talk about mountains and, well, windy roads can either lead to mountains or lead to valleys.
Yes.
So I want to talk about valleys
Absolutely.
As well. What does, you know, valleys meaning like kind of like your low point and whatnot, but yeah, what does a low point kind of look like?
Well, I think like we can all agree that valleys... like for the most part can suck. So, but I think I remember actually we did this series a few years ago on Road Trip. We talked about the mountaintops and the valleys and the deserts. And I remember that I had never really thought about life being a journey up until that point. What I have actually learned a lot about in the valley, like there's low points, you know, my lowest valley point, I think was when I had come out of Bible college. Because I did Bible college for 3 years, and I would have done Bible college for the rest of my life if it was an option. But I knew that if I, like, didn't leave Bible college when I did, I would have just been kind of staying in this, like, little safety bubble of protection and, like, not in the real world.
Yeah.
And so when I moved home from Australia and I came home, we had been doing the Edmonton location. So I came home, we had Leduc and Edmonton, and I think most of my friends were at the Edmonton location.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's only teenagers here, which is great. I love the teens. But I was like, where are my friends?
Yeah.
And so, like, church was really lonely on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then I missed all my friends that I just spent, like, the last however long, like, doing life with. And they're all in Australia. Like, none of them are here. And then there was a lot of deaths at that time. And I had just come off of, like, the biggest spiritual high of my entire life. And then I... found myself like back in the valley, and I felt like I was in the valley for most of Bible college, And then it was like for 1 month, I was like peak mountaintop. And then it was like straight, like crash landing. And I was like, this sucks. It was a very low point in my life. But what I have learned in the valley is that it's like, it's lush and green and beautiful. Like it doesn't have to be a deserted valley. And so it's like, I remember thinking, it's like, I took all of these, I just had like the best 3 years of my life. So now how can I take everything that God did in my life? And it's still with me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not a different person than I was. I'm still Samara Olivia Prescott, who was on the mountaintop that's now in the valley. And so I think like trying to have a bit of like a perspective shift, that it's like, I'm stuck down here, but I'm still the same person that just in like experienced the most incredible life change in the world. And so I think that was really cool to experience, because even when you're in like a dark valley, it's like there's still a lot of life around you. Yeah. Like wildflowers grow in valleys. You know, there's usually streams and rivers that are in valleys.
And
there's
God
usually like pastures of green grass. And if you like lambs, there's lambs. I freaking love lambs. But when you think about it, it's like there's actually a lot of life that comes in the valley. And so it's like, even though it might not be the mountaintop scenic view that I had been hoping for, there was still so much life around me that I just needed to like become aware of, rather than, it's like I needed to look around me rather than just like staring at the mountaintop and being like, I wish I was there. But what I needed in the valley was a perspective change. Mm. Yeah.
Valley is a very interesting time where it's like, it's definitely like a challenge to growing character. And it's beautiful the way kind of God, just how God works in so many ways. And so for me, for example, like my valley experience is probably any time that I had to move from one place to another.
Oh, yeah.
So like moving from the Philippines to Canada was a huge valley moment, because I remember being back in the Philippines where it was like I got invited to a church and I was a part of this like church that was just blooming in the Philippines. And I was part of like the six original kids that like got the OG six. Mm-hmm. Being in that season where it was just like, man, I feel like I'm a part of something, I have purpose.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden being moved to Canada and then feeling like, oh, I have to reset. Where it's like, I have to kind of fit in or find new friends in a foreign country with a language that I don't know how to speak. And so it was a very difficult valley time. And so, yeah. And yeah, God introduced himself to me there, but pulled me away. And then back here, fell away in my relationship with God. And then in Lloydminster, one of my friends invited us to church again. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I was like, okay, I'm coming back. God, you're calling me back again. And then I was a part of church for a while. And then we moved again from Lloydminster to Itasquit.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sucks. But yeah, I got to be a part of City Life Church here now, which is like, it kind of just shows where it's like in the Philippines, in Lloydminster, in Wetaskiwin, God is here with you.
Yeah.
It's like God introduced himself in the Philippines. God has pursued me in Lloydminster. And now God has called me to be a part of his family here in City Life, which is actually like a phenomenal thing, because it's like you feel as if you're in a valley, but it doesn't matter what season you're in. God is there with you, and God is
so
calling you for something greater. And now we get to be a part of what he's doing here in City Life, and it's incredible.
How has the journey in between felt? Like, what has it looked like for you in this current season of your life?
Right. Well, in this current season of my life, like, one of the things that I felt was, like, a lot of doubt, actually, where it was like, God, which direction are you actually taking me here? Because it's like, you're driving in this mountainside, and it's like, it's beautiful here. And it's like, but I want to get there. And so you're like, there are things in my life that I'm expecting, and I want God to kind of like work. But then I also, at the same time with that thinking, I feel like I'm kind of, this is the word, invalidating. Like, I feel like I'm not really, really trying to focus on what God is doing, but rather what I want him to do in my life. And so that journey has filled me with a lot of doubt, where it's like, God, is this the direction you actually want me to take, or is it this way? But right now in this season, where it's just nice overcast weather and we're driving on the mountain road and it's relaxed, I'm
with
like
the Twilight soundtrack.
Yeah, with the Twilight soundtrack, I'll be like, God, I'm a yes person.
Okay.
Whatever it is that you want to do in my life, I want to do it for you and you only.
Yeah.
My mindset is set upon what you have in store for me, not for the goals that I have for me.
Yeah.
And so that's my mindset right now, because the destination isn't where I want to be. The destination is being with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're driving. God is the vehicle and he's the driver. where it's like, you know what, take me along for the ride. I'm trusting and I have faith that you will bring it together. What's that verse? God brings it all together.
Romans 8:28. We know that God works all things together for good for those who love him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's what the journey is like for that. Me. You? Mm-hmm.
It requires patience to get to the mountaintop. It requires patience to sit in a vehicle for 14 hours. Yeah. But I think in that hardness, it's like it's character building. And so just like you said, where it's like, I want to do this journey with God. And so if I want to journey with God, then I know that I have to like put aside my own wants and desires and my time to like, which sucks sometimes.
There's a lot of surrendering,
yeah. But it's worth it. And so I think that we don't get to choose the journey that we're on. Like, I don't get to decide if I'm in the valley or the mountaintop. Like, God's the one who decides that, but I get to decide how I handle the journey. Right. And so I just want to go into it with faith and expectation, because I could sit, like you said, where there's doubt. Doubt obviously comes in. We're human. And it would be easy to just like sit and stew in my own doubt and be like, is this what God really said? Is this where he's really bringing me to? But I think I just think of when I was in Bible college, there's this verse, Ephesians 3:20. And it says, God can do anything far more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine in your wildest dreams. And this was like the theme verse from one of those years. And I remember like God just stirred up so much faith and expectation in me. And then I came home and I crash landed and I was like, that verse is not even real. But over this last year, I felt like God was just kind of like stirring it up inside of me again. I felt that way in December. And then one of my friends from college had sent me a note over Christmas. And she was like, this is your verse again for the year. And I was like, that's crazy because I just wrote that down last week. It keeps coming up. And so I feel like God has been really stirring in my heart to be like, are you going to believe me for more? And so in the in-between journey, I don't know what that more is that I'm even anticipating or expecting. But I know that I want the more that God has. And I want to trust him in the journey. And I don't just want to like get to the top and be like, oh, this is really cool, thanks. But I want to be there and I want to say, I prayed for this, I was expecting this, and it's going to be beyond my wildest dreams, whatever it is. But I know that it's like, I want to do the journey in between with God well. So whether I'm in the valley or I'm low on the mountain or I'm high on the mountain or the very mountaintop, I want to know that it's like, I went into that, I did the journey with faith and expectation for what God had. So
that's really good. Yeah. So coming off from that then, I guess this is our last question, mm-hmm. but what's the best piece of advice or encouragement that you can give to someone in any of these areas or seasons in their journey?
I have two things. Actually, I have a few things.
Okay.
I think if you're on the mountaintop, soak it in, because those are the moments that like when you're experiencing those highs and the spiritual favor and the blessing and just like the promises of God being fulfilled, I think those are the things that sustain us when we're in the valley.
Right.
Because we know that it's like, if he's done it before, he can do it again.
Yeah.
And it's like it says in Romans 8:28, it's like, he works all things together for good for those who love him. So it's like, if things in your life haven't been worked together for good, then he's not finished yet.
Yeah.
And so I think those two things go hand in hand. It's like, if you're on the mountaintop, soak it in and use those moments for when you're in the valley to like sustain you and remember the goodness of God and that he is with you. And when you're in the valley, like remember the goodness of God and that he is with you. And I think that the way that we do those things is by like having spiritual practices in our life. So I think things like reading your Bible and like memorizing scripture, or like writing scriptures on cards and like putting in your pocket and then just pulling it out throughout the day and just like reading it. It's like, God works all things together for good for those who love him. And just like building like spiritual muscle in your life. Like whether I'm in the valley, I'm on the journey, or I'm on like the journey up to the mountaintop, or I'm on the mountaintop. These are things I do to like gauge how I'm doing spiritually. And the first one is, am I growing in the fruits of the Spirit? Because in Galatians 5 verse 22, it says the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so if those things in my life aren't growing, then I'm probably not doing well spiritually. So then that's where it's like, hey, let's put some spiritual practices into place. Another question I ask myself is, am I communicating? So how well am I communicating with like foundational relationships in my life? Like, am I communicating to God through prayer?
Yeah.
Am I communicating to my friends? Like, when was the last time that I spent time with my friends? If I'm feeling lonely, I should probably just go hang out with some friends.
Absolutely.
Am I communicating to my leaders? am I communicating about the areas in my life where I need help or how I'm feeling with where I'm serving? Another question I ask myself is, am I looking after myself? So when was the last time that I did something for my, I call them tanks. So there's like your spiritual tank, your emotional tank, your physical tank. And it's like, I'm responsible for filling those tanks. It's not up to my parents to fill those tanks. It's not up to any of my friends. It's like, I am solely responsible for my spiritual nature, for my emotional nature, my nature and my physical nature. So it's like, if I'm not taking care of myself, then I can't blame anyone. That's on me for not taking care of myself. Another thing I ask, it's like, am I trusting or am I trying to work things out on my own? I think of Proverbs 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek God's will in all that you do, and he will show you the path to take. And so am I seeking God or am I just being like, oh, I'm stuck in the valley and this sucks. But it's like, seek God, seek his face, pray, do spend time in worship, spend time in his word because he does want to meet with us. And then the last thing that I ask myself is, is what I'm allowing into my soul making my thoughts more Christ-like? And so I think that there's things that we take in that might not be seemingly bad. Like they're not, it's not a bad thing to watch a show on Netflix. It's not. Like if you sit down and watch one show, it's not the end of the world.
No.
It's not a seemingly bad thing to hang out with your friends. But if those kind of things are becoming like idols in your life where it's controlling all of your time
and, it pulls you away.
And it's pulling you away from God, then it's like, okay, well now it might be becoming something bad.
Yeah.
So I need to actually spend time with God and allow what I am putting my focus into to make my thoughts more Christ-like.
Ooh.
Because that's actually going to sustain me for the valleys and the journey in between and the mountaintops.
Yeah.
I have reminders on my phone, like once every few months, it's like do a spiritual checkup.
That's really good.
And then I do.
When you said spiritual checkup, I was like, man, Samara's a spiritual doctor.
Wow. Not certified, didn't go to nursing school.
For me, one of the things that I, like advice-wise and encouragement, one of the things that I've always just kind of embraced in every season is just kind of dwelling in God in a moment. Because every single time you're so focused on the destination and where you're going to, where it's like you forget to what it's like to take a breather and just be like, okay, God is actually the person that's driving us right now. He's the one that Jesus take the wheel. And so he's like, he's the one that's taking us to the destination. So dwelling in God in a moment kind of means putting into action his character in whatever season that you're in. So if you're in a mountaintop life right now, it's kind of like dwelling in God means being grateful for what he's done. That attitude of gratitude kind of goes a long way where it's like, I want to thank God for this mountaintop moment. That way you never take those things for granted. And then you always remember God in that too. And then if you're in a valley, dwelling in God in a moment means like putting on the overwhelming peace that he has and that joy that he has that kind of overcomes a lot of things and the struggle, casting all anxieties aside and just being like, God, I'm putting prayer and faith into action. Here I am meditating and surrendering to you. And then lastly, kind of like in the desert, dwelling in God in a moment means exhibiting the fruit of patience and self-control. So a lot of this is just kind of like, a lot of it is like actually putting into action the fruits of the Spirit. And so, the desert is kind of like a season of anticipation where it's like, trust that God has plans for you.
Yeah.
And just dwell in him even if life feels dry and lifeless.
Yeah.
In Psalm 91, verse 9 to 10, it says, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. And so when you just trust God and like kind of learn how to live and dwell in him intentionally, it doesn't matter what season you're in. It is going to be an incredible journey with God where it's stretching your character, challenging who you are, and growing in so many ways. So
that's so good. And I think that's just like the perfect way to wrap it up. It's like whatever season you find yourself in right now, whether you're in the valley or the journey in between, a desert, the mountaintop, that it's like, do it well with God and put your trust in him, spend time with him, because like in the end, he's the one who's directing our steps and he's put us on this journey for a reason. And I guess we just encourage you guys. It's like, do the journey well, spend time with the Lord, seek his face and persevere through hard times.
And let's be intentional with that. And so right now I want to take a moment if we can. Let's pray. And I want to pray for you and pray for everybody else that's anywhere right now. I hope you're having a great time. So yeah, let's pray. Lord, thank you for everything that you're doing in us and through us in whatever journey that we're on, whatever terrain that we might be facing, whatever valley, mountaintop, desert, or even if we're in the mountain road, Lord. So I want to thank you that you are the vehicle and that you are the driver that is taking our life. Thank you for filling us with so much purpose. I just want to thank you that you're going to fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord, to make decisions in our life, to just embrace who you are in it. I just want to thank you that if there are people right now who is struggling with anxiety, depression, or anything that worries them, I just want to thank you that there's going to be an overwhelming peace that they feel in this moment, and that they get to appreciate the purpose that you have put on their life. And God, I just want to thank you that in this journey, there is so much more to be discovered in our relationship with you. And may our hearts just be open to it, because as it's always said, Lord, the best is yet to come. And your best is always just yet to come. Thank you, God, so much for everything. And may we just share your word to everybody else and bless this Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope today's message encouraged you. If you want to take your next step in saying yes to Jesus, you can always contact us at cty.lc/next step or fill out the Next Step section on the City Life app. It's an honor to play a small part in what God is doing in your life. We look forward to connecting with you soon.